You do yours. You check, because you're the one that's like...
Hi, my name's Sarah Barry. I have Raynaud's disease, migraine, epilepsy, nut allergy.
Amazing. Amazing that you can... Okay, that's it. That's all you need to know, is that she can list it like that. Here's how to save yourself time on that. Hi, my name's Zara Berry. I'm a hypochondriac. I'm not. Sweet, merciful, Jesus. The fact that you can list them, I mean, I don't know. You do you. Anyway, that was supposed to be sound check, but...
I was going to say, can we just start the podcast? We're actually having an argument before... We've pressed record, and I'm like about closing the window.
The argument is not an argument. I am trying, because I care about you, to make you, to help you to lead a more enjoyable life. I think that you, I mean, dude, the fact, you sounded like a commercial for dodgy medication in America. That's what every American commercial has after they state the name. They go, the side effects may include nut allergy, blah, blah, and what you just said. That's all I'm saying. I just think maybe the answer is stop.
You're the one who's going on about it. I just closed the window. I closed the window. Well, I was cold, but I closed the window because we're podcasting and we need to keep the noise
we
out.
We do need to do that.
And then you basically started going on about, you need to see someone about how cold you are. You're always cold all the time.
Okay. All right. I think I did it with a little more charm than that.
And then you said...
We are recording.
And then you said, I'm getting irritable. And I was like, well, you're the one... And then you said, don't give it power. Don't give the cold power.
All right.
And you're the one giving it power because you kept going on about
Welcome
it.
Welcome to our comedy podcast, ladies and gentlemen. A little glimpse behind the curtain there. We are in a happy, loving relationship. The beginning of this podcast may have suggested to the contrary. Again, you made me sound like an abuser.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Is your idol?
He absolutely is not. I mean, it was downhill after Even Stevens.
Really, I forgot he was in Even Stevens.
So tragic about him, because he showed promise. He was funny in Stevens.
Yeah, I enjoyed Even Stevens.
And then it just went just down.
I can't believe that was him. That was his first gig.
Yep.
CBBC it was on, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
What was it about?
That's how good he was. I don't even remember. It was about Shia LaBeouf. That's what I remember. Man.
He is not Even Stevens now because he's got anger issues.
Certainly not. Welcome to the podcast.
I feel like we talk a lot about Shia LaBeouf. This podcast should be sponsored by Shia LaBeouf.
Well, no, we're clearly... This is
FKA
Twins. We're clearly trying to get his attention.
Yeah.
I mean, we want nothing more than for him to give us some publicity by condemning this podcast. You know what, Shia? Come on the podcast. State your case.
Yeah. We'll have a domestic dispute with him.
Yeah.
He's the ultimate dispute, isn't he? Because he's got anger issues.
I know. What if he just agreed with...
He's like the epitome of a dispute.
That's true. We'll do a special episode. It's just him arguing with himself. Welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Russell Hicks. You're listening to Domestic Disputes. My co-host, as always, Zara Berry, is here. And
I feel old today because I'm drinking out of a Sports Direct mug, and I'm looking at it thinking it's definitely got smaller. It's not as big as I remembered. Does that mean you're getting older if the Sports Direct mugs are getting smaller?
I don't think so. Why would that make you older?
Because that's
you remember it.
Do you remember when you'd have crisps when you were younger, and then you'd have them now, and they're a lot smaller?
No, I'm gonna actually say that I think it is smaller.
Because, yeah, it's tiny.
No, because not more than 3 years ago, probably like six now. I was living with someone who had a Sports Direct mug.
Yeah.
I remember because I accidentally broke it and had to buy another one. I remember the mug being massive.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
And I bought that. I think Sports Direct has shrunk the mug.
Yeah, I reckon. To save money.
Yeah, it's PC gone mad, what it is. That's what it probably is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Scale it down a bit. You can't put everything in it.
So, Zara, our first topic today. What a preamble. Is, well, first of all, we should mention...
Well, we didn't actually do a mic check. Are the mics okay?
Oh, the mics are good.
Okay.
We're going.
Right.
I decided to keep all this.
I just decided to keep all this. Fucked up the sound.
No, I didn't. I don't think. But let's just say in the beginning, let's just get this out of the way. We got bombarded. Well, Zara got bombarded.
Saturated.
On Twitter. She got DM'd about an issue. Listen.
Yeah.
You remember last episode we talked about how Zara gets ill all the time. And people, we didn't realize this. People came at us saying, you know, does Zara have COVID?
It sounded like I had COVID.
It sounded like Zara had COVID. And it also sounded like your friend came over and like broke the rules. Okay.
We were outside the entire time.
Let us be clear. And we appreciate the conscientious nature of our listenership.
Mm.
Zara has been vaccinated.
Yes.
I've been vaccinated. And
our friend had been vaccinated as well.
The friend was vaccinated.
But we remained outside.
And the friend, we hung out outside. Zara hung out outside. I stayed in the flat.
You popped your head out.
I stayed in the flat and just, quite honestly, relished the first 2 hours of solitude I've had in 12 months. And so there you go.
I relish talking to someone that respects my illnesses and does not disregard them.
Good Lord,
futile.
Boy.
Moaning.
Boy, oh boy. You talk
about hysteria.
You talk about a feedback loop. Anyway, all right, so that's that. So we got bombarded, so thank you very much. First of all, thank you for just, you know, I mean, it's interesting that that's what made you get in touch, but wow, was it? It was an absolute torrent.
I know. I've never had so many DMs.
Yeah, so I feel bad for you, but I'm glad it wasn't me. Now, Zara, the first topic I'll throw to you is dreams. You had a dream the other night.
Yes.
That was very detailed. Now, let me just explain. The dream was very detailed. You then told me about the dream, to which I sort of just shrugged it off, because in my... As I get older, I used to think dreams were, what does it mean? I don't know if it's just a symptom of getting older, whatever. Honestly, my view on dreams now is they're just literal. Like, you know, I usually, my dreams used to be kind of these epic, abstract, and sometimes they are still, but, you know, it's usually just I fall asleep watching a zombie movie. And I dream about zombies. It's not really, you know, it's...
I disagree because I am, although I'm a feminist, I am an avid supporter of Freudian theories. And I believe that everything is rooted in our subconscious. And I believe that dreams are our subconscious making sense of our own life. And the subconscious loves symbolism. And so there's a lot of symbolism in my dreams. For example, before I went to university in my 20s, I had a dream that I gave birth to a baby and called that baby Uni. And Freud says that when you dream, like giving birth in a dream symbolizes a new start, a fresh beginning. So the fact that I had a baby and called it Uni, I was expressing the internalization of I am starting a new chapter, going to uni. So I do think that there is a lot of, and like often when you're having dreams where you feel out of control in your life, this is quite a very common dream, is when you feel you're in a car and you're driving the car and you just don't have any control of
but
the car.
This is the thing. See, you would think that because you're the type of person.
I don't drive.
Well, because you're the type of person who gets a bit of cold in her fingers, and then later in the day, you know, I hear that you think you have the Ebola virus or something.
But why is that?
You just think a little deeply about these things.
Yeah, because dreams are.
By the way, for the podcast listener, I got an eye roll.
Yes, well, you deserved an eye roll because what I'm saying is dreams I do think they are our subconscious speaking to us, and it's so great to be like, I'm studying poetry at the moment in my at my university yeah. course, and poetry is all about the subconscious, right? It's all about the Freudian kind of what's going on beneath the surface, and, you know, metaphor, imagery, symbolism, objective correlative, T.S. Eliot, yeah, which is all rooted in the subconscious.
I definitely agree that the subconscious is, that there is something, an intelligent mechanism going on behind the surface.
Absolutely.
Definitely, 100%.
And in our sleep, we're in a relaxed, we're so relaxed, we're in touch with that consciousness.
Yeah, I always felt like it was like the end of Ghostbusters where they let all the ghosts out of the, you know, wherever they keep them, whatever that was called, they just run havoc in the city. That's how I feel about the subconscious. When you let it out unfettered, it's kind of, it's just chaos, and I love it.
I think the funny thing about dreams is when you have like a dream that is so in the moment, the dream is so intense that you're finding it, like I've woken up crying from dreams, and then 5 minutes later I tell you the dream, and it's almost ludicrous that you would get so scared. Like, they just intensify
everything. That's the other thing, is I wake up from the most vivid dream now, and it just bothers me to, like, for a second I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and then when you explain it to someone, it sounds so stupid.
Yeah,
but,
it's
but in
just
that
nonsense.
Moment you are absolutely petrified.
I think yeah, well, I just think that interpreting them, I don't know. I think you can do it for fun, but I think you have to also be a little bit, a little aware of the fact that, you know, perhaps you are putting meaning to some, you know, you are interpreting something. You're almost you're using your conscious mind to try to make sense of the unconscious.
Yeah.
And probably, I don't even know that we remember all of our dreams, do we?
No, we don't. But that's because we, like, you remember dreams more if you're in an, it's a state of, it's how deep your sleep is, isn't it?
Mm.
And it's like, it's basically a dream is you're always thinking in your sleep.
Right. So you're,
but you
yeah.
only remember the ones in a certain state, I think.
Sometimes it's, what about lucid dreaming? That I've definitely experienced that.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if I have.
It started to happen, now I don't know what this means. You could maybe...
Oh, so when you know you're in a dream and then you do stuff in a dream to experience that feeling that you're actually doing it.
Yeah. I used to dream certain things and think, like, I couldn't do something, you know, like it was really annoying. Like, if I wanted to punch somebody, I couldn't do it, or I wanted to defend myself.
Mm.
And then as I got older, I started to be able to do it, you know, because I'd be like, I'm in
That's
a dream.
Crazy.
I'm in a dream right now. And I would be conscious of the fact that I was in a dream.
I've been conscious of the fact that I'm in a dream, but I haven't been able to connect with the consciousness of being able to go, oh, hang on, I'm in a dream. Let me, like, win the lottery and eat a massive chocolate bar.
Yeah.
You know,
it's cool, but I think that people who like really get into it, like lucid dreaming, it's just like, I don't know, man.
Well, I
mean,
think I
isn't
would,
that why
I
we
would,
have VR?
I would get into, yeah, that's a very good
you
point,
know?
Actually.
I mean,
no, but do you know what? No, but the thing is, lucid dreaming, do you know who it's good for? People in prison. That's what I would do if I was in prison. If I was like, right, I've got 20 years in prison, I don't want to waste those 20 years, want to feel like I'm living.
Wow.
I'd be like, right,
that's bleak.
Let's get into lucid dreaming. And then I'd be
Holy
like, I'm
smokes.
Doing everything, but I'm in jail.
That's bleak.
Yeah, well.
I like that. I like that, though. All right, so the premise is, do dreams mean anything? You say yes. I say maybe. I remember when I was at the Edinburgh Festival once, when I first went there, I was reading philosophy every night, okay, mm-hmm. and doing shows every day.
Yeah.
And I remember I had a dream. I am the most proud of this dream, even though it's a bit of a dad joke. I was doing crowd work on stage to a room full of classical philosophers.
Oh my God.
I was so proud of myself when I woke up. I was like, what a creative.
That is the most pretentious dream.
And there was a joke in it. I was like riffing on everyone like an old Vegas lounge act. And I went up to Nietzsche and I went, oh, this is not quality, but I'm saying this was in the dream. I went, oh, Nietzsche, how'd you get to the gig? Would you take an Ubermensch?
Oh, yeah. Now listen. That is actually quite good for a dream for you.
Yes, I woke up.
To be able to formulate a coherent pun.
Hey, let me tell you something. A university professor would use that as A material.
That's true.
It would get like a mod, it would get like a chuckle.
Yeah.
But I was so proud of myself. I woke up and was like, I can't believe I did that.
That is pretty epic. It also sounds like the premise of a Woody Allen film. You know, like Midnight in Paris kind of esque.
Like, yeah, that would be like a scene.
Yeah. Or meeting up with loads of philosophers, that dead philosophers at a comedy night. That's very Woody Allen.
Yeah, I know a couple other things that are very Woody Allen, so maybe not today. Jeez. Anything else?
Anything else you want to mention?
Did it remind you of a David Foster Wallace article? I believe there was a Miramax film about that very thing. Good Lord, Zara, stepping on landmines.
I know. Well, it's not my fault. It's just all these men are getting cancelled. It's like, what? It gets to a point where you can't mention a man who hasn't been cancelled.
Okay, you need to stop drinking out of that Sports Direct mug because you're starting to sound like someone down at the pub. It's getting to the point. You can't mention anyone. Yeah. Hey, give me some more builders to you, my Sports Direct. And then they gotten smaller. Got by bloody two of them. Okay, well, on to something a little lighter. Is there ever, you watch a lot of TV, you watch a full series, you know? Yeah. We live in the modern world, a series, you know, what, of 7 seasons, 8 years of your life. Have you watched them all in one go now? So it's like, I mean, you should have 2 weeks of your life.
You should have seen me get through the latest series of The Crown. It was like bum 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 bum.
Yeah, it's serious business.
Next, please.
When The Crown is
wait
on.
Another year for the next series to come out.
The Crown is going to get so weird when it's like current.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to.
It's just
that
coming
far,
out though. Like weekly. It's like Philip's funeral. You're like that. Hey, whoa, like give us some space here before you dramatize. So is there ever a season finale that you have been satisfied with? Because I would say that the percentage of season finales that I felt satisfied is abysmal. I can think of one.
I can think of two.
Go for it.
And I think one of them's the same. Right. So I agree. A lot of them are crap, like the Friends. I was very, very upset with the Friends season finale.
I almost don't even count that because that's so long ago.
It was like they suddenly rushed the whole Ross and Rachel.
I almost don't even count that though, because that's like before. That's just like TV sitcom-ish. I mean, yeah, I give you that though. I mean, yeah, the Seinfeld finale was absolute garbage.
The Seinfeld finale was the worst one I've ever seen, but at least it was a bit novel. It was a bit abstract. Like, Friends was so like, oh, we're going to just pair up everyone with
everyone. I almost feel like that's a different art, because the reason finales don't work for stuff like that is because those shows were never leading to a conclusion.
Yeah.
They should have just done an episode.
It
was never about a conclusion. So I'm talking shows that it's like, you're on the ride. This is a dramatic series. Where are we going? When have you ever? Because the only time I was satisfied.
I've actually thought of three now.
Okay, the only time.
Was great, a great season
ending.
Didn't
see that, okay.
It was very, let's just say, open to interpretation. I think the ones that are good are often open to interpretation because you can sort of go, maybe this happened, maybe that happened. But another one...
I think that's a cop-out.
Another, not necessarily.
Ended.
With Catastrophe, it was very like the essence of... The meaning was there, but then you made up whether they do-do-do or did they do-do-do. Because I don't want to give away spoilers. But also... Another one, Mad Men, I think you're going to talk about that one, but I'll talk about, I watched Big Love, right? I got into Big Love a couple of months ago during lockdown.
Sure.
And it's a show about Mormonism.
Yeah.
And this, basically, Bill Hader. Is it Bill Hader? What's his name?
No, Bill Pullman, I think. Is it Paxton? Paxton.
Bill Paxton has R.I.P. three wives, and it's all about that. And the ending of the complete ending was really very satisfying because
I
doubt anyone's going to really care if I do a spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert.
He dies at the end, and it's just absolutely perfect because the three wives, you kind of want them to be independent and you want them to leave him, but they also really love him. So the fact that he dies means that they then get to have that freedom, but they also live with the power of his love and his spiritualness. And I was just like, that is just great.
I don't know, man. I think Mad Men was the best.
Yes, I loved Mad Men.
Mad Men had two points in the show where I went, that was genius. The one was, yeah, the ending. No spoiler. I mean, because I think just whatever, it was good. I still don't think it merits. I'm still against series, really. I'm done. Like, I don't think that we needed 45, you know, years of the show. Like,
no, Mad Men was a work of art. I'm sorry. I think they need absolutely every season.
I still think fantastic. With Mad Men, you could, like, you know, TV series are like a Barack Obama memoir. All right? Like, just there's 10 good chapters. Save yourself the time. The rest is just, I don't even know. Well,
Michelle. I admire you for that.
Well, Michelle was. I don't even know. Well, I don't even know what's in a Barack Obama memoir, but all I can say is that, you know, what does this guy think he is? Tolstoy? How early are you getting up? Like, Barack. And this is,
but
like, by the way,
nothing else to do. He's not, he's been president.
Nothing else to do. The guy's got, like, he's a podcast network. I mean, what do you mean nothing else to do?
No, but he's probably got a lot more
free time. He's doing podcasts with Bruce Springsteen.
He's got a lot more free time than he did when he was president. So he can write a 900-word book.
I guess.
Which I will never finish. I'm sorry.
I think people are just afraid to edit Barack.
Yeah, that's probably true as well.
Who's going to edit Barack?
Yeah, yeah. Who's going to edit him? Michelle. Michelle's the only one that can edit him.
Dude, Michelle doesn't care what he's doing. He's up in the attic. You know, Michelle, this is Michelle's time now. Yeah. She's like, you listen, you go, I don't care. Go in your room and write your little book. All right? I got to be on Oprah in an hour.
Yeah.
She didn't even talk to him anymore.
I admire the fact that you can do that because I always feel like a sense of completion. I feel like I need to complete things. You know, like that, like.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, because there is a way. You recently watched a box set where you literally just Googled the best episodes to watch. So they were indicative of the sort of series.
Well,
like,
I did
that with, what's that
I did it with the X-Files, but you can do it with X-Files. I did
but
it
that's
with...
that's quite episodic, isn't it?
Yeah, so you can do it with that. But I'll tell you what,
you did it with the Breaking Bad spin-off. What was it called?
Sort of. I like dipped in and out. I'm still not sold on Better Call Saul. People are like, it's so good. I'm like, sorry, dude. I don't think you can tell. Okay, first of all, I can't get over the fact that it's 10 years before Breaking Bad and he looks 35 years older. So already I'm kind of out of it. Bob Odenkirk, obviously legend, immortal, but like, it's like,
do you know what?
I'm like, sorry, I can't. How can you tell this story?
The best way to look younger, to make someone look younger on screen, is give them a fringe. So they should have given Bob Odenkirk a fringe.
Oh, yeah. Then I'd have been all in if he had like a monkey's haircut just for no reason. They're like, yeah, this is like how he wore his hair before he met Walter White. He had like a Beatles cut.
Yeah.
He looked like Tom Ward. Niche reference. That's a friend of mine. Maybe people do know him. I have no idea how many of my friends
are famous
because yeah. I suppose I don't really watch a lot of stuff that I don't know if I cocoon myself. I do dip in sometimes to try to stay current, but there is comedians tend not to watch. Dude, like, so I'll be like texting someone and then, you know, I find out. Oh, there's a freaking movie star now. Like, what the hell? When did that happen? And then I just realized I've been living in a cave for like 10 years.
Oh, that's funny. We have no idea how famous our friends are.
At least they're down to earth. Yeah, sorry if that sounded like out of touch.
Yeah, that does sound. It's only when you're like with your, like I'm with my sister and she'll go, oh yeah, like da 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 da. And you're like, yeah, I'm friends with that person.
Yeah, like I've walked down the street. It is bizarre when you walk down the street with someone and then all of a sudden you're like, what?
Why are they following us?
I walked down the street with Jamali Maddox, and within the space of 30 minutes, I had become an expert photographer because I was so good at taking photos for other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were just, here you go. I don't mind. Well, to be honest, I'd rather not, you know, have to take the stupid photo, but...
Or when you're at Top Secret Comedy Club and then
yeah, people are... I've gotten really good at getting out of the way. The worst one, the worst one is when they just, like, pity let me stay in the shot where I'd rather not. They go, can we all get a photo? Or can we get a photo? And it's like, they don't mean with me. And someone goes, like, I step away and they go, no, like, stay in. And I'm like, and you...
Oh, that's sweet.
She looks like, you know, it'll be a girl or a guy, whatever. I don't know, man. They look like, I don't know. Like, you know, like a photo, it's like a sad birthday. They just have this look like,
Yeah, just and let
I'm,
him in.
And I'm just there like,
As long as we've got the famous one like, in, just let his friend in as like, well.
But nobody wanted me in. I didn't want to be in. Let's be clear. I don't want to be in it.
You don't want to stand awkwardly next to...
There's no way.
While you're like waiting for the photo to happen.
You know what? I'm going to put my foot down. I'm going to go, no. I don't want to.
Yeah, maybe. Then it's your choice. It's your
option. I'll just go, look, you don't want me to. I think I have done that. And they go, no, because they double down. Like, no, come on. Like, because then they think I'm like being bad, feel bad about myself. I'm like, no, it's not. I'm seriously just... It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I understand. Nobody wants me in this photo. And there's no way I ended up on their timeline. I was cropped. Fucking, what's with the charade? Of course I was cropped. All right. One more thing. Well, we could do something we can all agree on, but let's do this one quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be Shia. Not to be even Stevens
okay.
about
oh,
it.
Oh, God.
But apparently there's a new dating app. All right. And it is called Thursday.
Thursday.
Now, can you
I love
just
the name.
Can you just quickly explain what this dating app is about?
I'm on a new dating app. It's called Thursday. And basically, it's for people. Okay, I'll stop doing this Americanism.
Please, it's offensive to my people. Every British person who does an American accent.
Your family said I had a really good American accent. They said I sounded like a Valley girl.
I don't know. I can't speak to that. I don't know what my parents are, why they would say that, because every British person that does an American accent always, when girls do it, they just do a psychopath.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, my God, I'm on a new app. It doesn't kill everyone. And when men do it, they just do like, yeah, like, so I was just looking at my dick the other day, and I'm like, what? Who?
As opposed anyway. To Americans who just go,
the worst.
Yes, I'm going to go get some tea
the
and
worst.
Biscuits.
Absolutely. When an American does an impression of an English person, you will be begging to listen to Dick Van Dyke. Like, it's horrendous. So outdated. We stopped paying attention to you guys in, like, 1981. Yes, well,
let's get some, yeah.
I'll have some biscuits and
yeah,
then I'll...
the horses.
And... Yes, and then I'll bomb Argentina, I believe. Something, I don't know.
Okay, was it Argentina? Thought we were going to make this quick.
Yeah, let's make it quick.
We are digressing a lot.
I will say this, and I was going to say this on stage, but I will say this. I think I was watching a documentary, you know, about Britain in the 80s.
Yeah.
You guys have gotten a lot more attractive. You really
yeah,
have.
Yeah, because we've discovered a little thing called orthodontics.
You really have.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because I was looking at, like, mostly politicians like Thatcher and all that, but, like, you know, even the royals look better.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's mainly because there's this certain hairstyle that really ages. Like I feel like Margaret Thatcher... and the Queen have had this haircut, had this old lady haircut since they were like 40. And it's like, why? If you get an old lady haircut, you're going to look like an old lady, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just have normal hair.
What's the old lady haircut?
You know, it's like, I can't describe it.
I know it when I see it.
But Maggie Thatcher had it forever.
Right.
She had it even in her 30s or 40s, probably.
It's like...
And it's like... So she's always looked like a sort of 70-year-old woman.
Yeah. It's very stern.
Yes.
That's what they say. That's what they say when they go into the shop. They say, make me look stern. I want to. I want a haircut that enforces the rules. Okay, so there's a new dating app, and it's called Thursday. Just explain what it is.
Very, very quickly. It's for people that don't want the admin of dating apps. So you can only go on it. The app is only available on a Thursday for a date that day. So
I don't understand.
You go on it in the morning. You get a date for that day. You go on it. And then what they do is they've made it, they are addressing the problem of ghosting, so that to log back into the dating app, you have to say whether you're going on a second date or not with the person that you went on a date with. Otherwise, you can't use the app. So you have to, it basically forces you to say, yes, I'm going on a second date, or no, I would not go on a second date. And then, I think it's great because it means that you're not constantly, because it's only on a Thursday, you're not constantly swiping every single day.
I don't understand.
And you just get an instant date.
No, but
there's
I don't.
There's no DMing.
How are you?
Dick pics.
Here's what I don't understand. How are you? It just sounds like you're cramming all of that into one day. Because I don't understand, why are you not scrolling? You're going to wake up on Thursday.
Yeah.
Bright and early.
Yeah.
Scroll all morning.
No, you just scroll.
Pick a date.
No, because the thing is, because it's only available on Thursday, a lot of people might not be on the app. There'll be less people on the app because some people might not, you won't be able to do every Thursday. So if you go on a Thursday, who's available tonight? Okay, cool. Let's do it. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Because I think some people go on these dating apps and they are on it for so long and talking to so many people, but it's never actually going anywhere. They've not actually got a date. So this one is like, go on Thursday, get a date.
Have we already talked about the reason why ghosting? I'm sorry, but ghosting is just a natural development.
Well, it's always existed.
It's just a natural development. No, you want to know why? Because I think I had a semi-chauvinist view on this where I said women invented ghosting. Because I know men who have done the noble thing, the regal thing.
We've
and by the way,
this, yeah.
We've all done it. I think we didn't leave it in, though. Where you write a noble screed and you say, my lady, although our evening was a splendor and intelligent conversation abounded, I feel that we did not have a connection. Do you want to know what you will get back to that?
What?
As if I liked you anyway, or something negative. You will get something to the effect.
That.
I don't think, and you know what? Let's take it off just women. Let's say men as well. I think even if a girl says that, the other person, because they feel rejected, will generally come back with some form of, I was going to say the same.
Well, so
I think,
what then? So what if they say that? At least you haven't left them hanging. Do you know what I mean? It's the leaving hanging. It's
I guess you're
it's
right.
It's the not knowing. It's the wasting of the time thinking
okay.
that there still might be an interest from them. It's like, give me the rejection letter as soon as you can. I don't want to figure out. Do you know what I mean?
You're right. It's like these.
It's like, I want to just
like
move
these,
on.
It's like these, you know, when you submit your short stories?
Yeah.
It's like how, you know, they say, some people say, we'll send you a rejection letter. It doesn't mean anything about your writing. Keep it up. Others will say, we're too busy to respond with a rejection. So if you don't hear from us in 3 months.
Yeah.
So it is a bit arrogant, isn't it?
It's just, you just want to be it's the ability to move on.
But,
and I think that I've had a lot of people say, I don't know whether he's, you know, ghosting me or he's dead, and it's just like, we just need
all right.
to yeah.
Well, I apologize, women, because I did watch Promising Young Woman recently with Zara.
Oh, goodness.
And
talk about satisfying
it
endings.
It was like watching a football match with a supporter of the opposing team. Zara was dunking on me every 15 minutes.
It was a brilliant
in your
film.
Face. You see that? Suck on that, pal. I mean, wow, I really got taken to task. I really did. And
I found the ending absolutely satisfying.
Zara loved
I don't think
well,
I've...
Well, and I thought it was good, too.
We were talking about satisfying endings.
Look at me. I liked it, too. Well, I thought it was good, too.
Yeah, don't get cancelled.
Yeah, I thought it had a strong script as a piece of cinema. So, hey, what are you going to do? What are you going to listen to us? It's getting every award out under the sun. But anyway, so yes. But my thing on dating apps, okay, folks, stop.
Dating, you said this before. You're dating like an old broken record.
Dating is not... More dating is not the answer. I just think, like, just honestly, make your life great for yourself and you will just meet some dude or a guy or a girl.
Maybe
you
just will. Maybe they're doing that anyway. Anyway, we've talked about this until the cows come home.
I just think that, listen, the reason I think it's appropriate is because once you get to the point that you're on Thursday, you've gone too far.
There's so many dating
like,
apps.
It's over. If you like, you
no,
try.
I would say only go on Thursday.
Thursday will work. I mean, come on.
If we talk about Thursday dating app enough, do you reckon they'll ask to sponsor the podcast?
Oh, well, in that case, I think it's a great idea.
Thursday dating
app. Hey, get on it. Thursday.
Domestic Dispute, sponsored by Thursday.
We'll start releasing the podcast only on Thursdays.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
It's a great idea.
Changed it from Tuesday to Thursday.
We're going to have to fix this in post.
We're going to have to at them when we promote the podcast.
You're pro Thursday.
Yeah.
Zara says only go on Thursday.
Thursday's the best day of the week.
What do you think of that Thursday app? There you go. That's your slogan. Only go on Thursday.
Thursday. The new Friday.
Thursday is the new Friday. If you want that slogan, Thursday.
No, their slogan should be this. I've got a really good one.
Yeah.
Thursday. The new Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Because you can do everything in one day.
Well, what I love about your slogans is the brevity. The brevity. I would love to see your reinterpretation of famous slogans. You're like Nike. Just do it whenever you feel like doing it. Because if you don't, then you didn't.
Just do it.
McDonald's. Yeah. I'm loving it. Zaraberry remix.
I'm loving it so much.
I'm loving it so much. Even though it's not that good for you. But you know what? Sometimes you got to treat yourself. McDonald's. They're like, okay. Yeah. I don't think it fits on a t-shirt. All right. Something we can all agree on. Do you know what I thought about this podcast? I think it's got a good message. Because I think that we disagree on a lot of stuff in society. And you know what? Why don't we find one thing we agree on?
Yeah, it's like the opposite
work from
of
there.
Twitter.
Like, you know, maybe not everyone can agree, like, should we keep that statue? But, you know, those two people who argue about that should find one thing they agree on. And
beautiful.
Build from there. Hopefully it's climate change.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's usually not.
No, it's normally...
I wish it was. You would think we could all agree on that.
I know.
Sorry.
We don't.
Let me get off my horse here. But something we can all agree on. Lockdown rules and regulations were eased a bit. And I took a walk down the high street.
As did I.
To go to the comic book shop.
Not Rochester High Street.
Well, I guess, whoa, we're naming names. Yeah. We were in...
because Rochester High Street doesn't have very many
Yeah, what I'm going to say. So I went to the American comic book shop in Chatham. Because where else am I going to get my books? Where else am I going to get my fix? And apparently, what most people decided to do...
On the Monday that it started.
On the day it opened, let me out, let me loose, was to queue around the building at Primark. I think what we can both agree on is that is sad.
It is so sad. Why are people wanting to queue for that? Honestly, that queue looked like you'd be there for at least 2 hours. Why is the first thing... I need to get clothes from Primark. I just don't understand.
We sound a bit like, let's just...
No, any shop. And I said to you, I don't think there's anything in the world that I would queue up for that long. Even some Sarah Silverman tickets. No, I don't want to see her that much. I don't want to stand in a queue for 2 hours.
That's a good point. Is there a... Because my original argument was, what... Could you think? Because I was trying to be objective about it. And I thought, what would you need at Primark that would necessitate queuing for that long?
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of a thing.
I couldn't think of anything. It's so strange.
It would kind of bum me out. It really bummed me out. It actually, speaking of global warming, I thought we're doomed.
Yeah.
Because I thought we're doomed. Thought, like, there's no I way. This exactly is where people same. Go. Like,
it's the end of humanity.
I was like, that's it. Like, there needs to be government regulations, because if you leave it up to us, we will just, we're lemmings.
Yeah.
Primark. I don't know about you, but I find, I guess I'm a little different than most people. I find shopping in places like that to be a miserable experience.
Oh, horrible. I only go into Primark when it's like,
I think we sound like dicks.
Everyone is at work.
I think people are going to be like, wow, these guys sound like dicks. But I'm saying, like, you know, listen, you want to get out and support a local?
But it's not even that's who Primark. Needed it. It's the fact that people will queue outside any clothes shop for that long.
Let me just ask you.
It does not make any sense to me.
I just want to know what. Yeah, because hey, listen, guys, in case you're out there going,
what are they putting cocaine in the dresses or something?
If you're out there thinking, well, what's the big deal? You need to understand the queue I witnessed, okay? There was one of those iron gates,
yeah,
you know, that makes a row, like as if, honestly, dude, it was like, the Beatles had reformed.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Because you can understand,
miraculously.
You can understand when you go past like NatWest, if there's a queue outside, like people have got to go to the bank,
right,
you know.
And they look miserable.
And it's like, yeah, that sucks. Or that the sucks. Post office, you know, we stood outside the right. post office for
in
a while.
In America, it's the DMV.
And it's like, yeah, you understand. Yeah, you have
gotta
to do
it.
That.
But you gotta do
Primark.
It. Or voting in Georgia.
Yes, unfortunately. But there's honestly not much I would queue up for 2 hours.
No. I don't even know.
So I'm just baffled by that, to be honest. Absolutely baffled.
Yeah. What were they like when they got in there?
I don't know. They must have been like animals.
Was it yes!
Yes! I can get a dress for a fiver!
I don't know, man.
That I'm only going to wear once and then throw away.
Yeah.
It's not even
I don't know.
That you know what's in there either. Like, you're just going shopping. You're just like, oh, what am I going to see? Like, if there was something you really needed, how can you... There's online shopping. Like, I just don't get why it's so urgent that you need to queue up for 2 hours.
The day it opened.
Yeah.
I've been dying to get in there.
Yeah.
Got to get in there, Primark.
That's what I've missed the most.
Oh, sweet merciful. There was 2 people in that comic book shop when I walked in there.
Mm.
It was
I
great.
I believe that.
Well, the guy needs business.
Yeah.
You think there's money in comics? I mean, this guy's running a, you know, he needs our help. Get a couple of people from Primark.
Yeah.
Come over here. Get a graphic novel. Anyway, that's something we can all agree on. That's the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We pulled it in around 42 minutes.
Oh, that's all right.
That's not so bad. We do shoot for 30. We never hit it. But
we did do a lot of digressing. So,
well, you know,
we could have.
It's a podcast.
12 minutes of that are probably just talking about Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, there's a great chance one day someone's going to be able to just edit all the parts.
All
that
the Shia LaBeouf.
And there's just going to be a 3-hour podcast about Shia LaBeouf. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you for all of the sharing and the rating.
Yeah,
that
really
you know,
appreciating it.
We could use a little more rating, you know. Hey, listen, you're busy. I understand. You're at Primark. But if you
can still put it in the queue,
if you're listening on like iTunes or app on your iPhone and you just like can quickly just hit 5-star review, that helps a massive amount. And again, share it. You know, online, share it, tell someone. Listen, what are you doing? You're standing in line at Primark, you know? Just strike up a conversation with the person in front of you. Say, well, what podcasts are you into? And they'll probably say, I don't really listen to podcasts. I've just been waiting for Primark to open. But if they do say something, then you say, hey, forget that podcast you're listening to. It sucks. Get on this tip. And if you guys have any topics that you want us to discuss, message Zara. She does not have COVID. She's been vaccinated and she's ready and waiting. That's Zara Berry, the number one on Twitter. So @ Zara Berry 1. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, Zara. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for listening, first of all, to me, Zara.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Thank you for listening to me.
You're welcome. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see you next week.